Well, every 7 years, we have the feast day of the presentation falling on a Sunday. So we're very privileged to have this beautiful feast day. This feast day really has three names. It's called the feast day of the presentation of the Lord in the temple. It's also called the feast of the purification of Our Lady. And it's also called, for those of you who might be a little older and wiser, called Candlemas Day. Anybody remember that word, Candlemas Day? Well, that's today's feast day, because the blessing of the candles will occur during today's Mass. These candles are then used tomorrow at the Mass for St. Blaise when we do the blessing of the throats. Remember that? It's always on February 3rd. So today is the day in which we focus on Christ, the light of the world. And that's because Simeon took the baby Jesus during this presentation in the temple, and he said that Christ would be a light of revelation to the nations and the glory of the people Israel. So Christ is the light of the world, and that's why we bless candles today, because candles represent the light of Christ. Candles are a very important sacramental in the church because they remind us of Christ. Some of the saints have written beautifully that the pure beeswax that is used in candles represents the sacred flesh of Christ, the holiness, the innocence of his pure body, and that the candle flame represents the divinity of Christ. So Christ is truly God and truly man. He is the light of the world. In a few moments, we'll recite the Creed. And in the Creed, we say that Christ is eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light. That very important expression. Christ himself said, I am the light of the world. Because remember, the world was in darkness before Christ came into this world. From the sin of Adam up until Christ, the world was in darkness. But then in the fullness of time, God sent an angel of light to a young virgin in Nazareth. And Mary said yes to God and brought the light of the world upon earth. And Christ is our Savior, the light of the world. The church wants us to be reminded of this important fact every feast day of the presentation of the Lord, and especially with the blessing of the candles. In fact, you could go to almost any sacrament and you'll see the use of candles. For example, I brought the baptismal book today, because in the sacrament of baptism, we actually give the parents and godparents a baptismal candle to hold on behalf of the child. And the baptismal candle is lit from the paschal candle, you know, the very large paschal candle that's blessed every Easter vigil mass, which represents the light of Christ. Well, that light is taken from the paschal candle and lit with the baptismal candle, and then the godparents and parents hold the candle next to the child. Very symbolic of how the faith is passed on, the light of Christ is passed on through the church and the parents and godparents down to the child. And when we give the parents and godparents the candle, we say a very important prayer. We say, receive the light of Christ. This light is entrusted to you to be kept burning brightly. So it's the job of the parents and godparents, especially, to make sure their child's faith is kept burning bright. See, we live in a society that often tries to blow out or extinguish our faith just by the culture in which we live, sort of the neo-pagan mentality, the hedonism, the secularism. If we're not vigilant and strong, it's very easy for people to lose their faith. Remember, one saint said that just by reading one bad book, a person could lose their faith. Just by reading one bad book. And imagine all the things that are out there that are trying to blow out our faith and to extinguish our faith. We have to be extra careful, especially if you have teenagers or kids, to safeguard their faith and make sure that what they listen to, what they watch, does not extinguish their faith, which has been passed on through you to your children and your grandchildren. It says, may the light be kept burning brightly. This child of yours has been enlightened by Christ. That's what happens in baptism. we're given sanctifying grace within our soul, and we remain in the state of grace as long as we follow the Ten Commandments. If we commit a serious sin, we lose God's grace within our soul. And then we go to confession, we're restored to God's grace, and God again dwells within our soul through sanctifying grace. So the light of faith is given to us in baptism. We then pray, may the child walk always as a child of the light. And that's what you and I are called to be, children of the light. In Scripture, the Christians are always called children of the light, but the followers of Satan are called children of darkness. So we're called to be children of the light. And then we pray, may this child keep the flame of faith alive in his heart, so that when the Lord comes again, he may go out to meet him with all the saints in the heavenly kingdom. And that reminds us of the parable of the 10 bridesmaids in Scripture. Remember, 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. The wise ones always kept the lamps burning brightly because they were ready. They were in the state of grace when the Lord came again. And they went out to meet the bridegroom with their lamps burning brightly. Whereas the foolish ones had let their light go out. And that's what happens to us if we lose our faith, if we don't live our faith, if we lose God's grace within our soul. In a sense, when he comes, we won't be ready to meet the Lord. You and I will be ready if we are in God's grace and if we've kept our faith burning brightly. So notice how at the sacrament of baptism, we're given a baptismal candle. But then many years later, when we have our funeral, we also have a candle lit as well. And that's called the Paschal candle. That's a very large one. When we're standing at a funeral, you'll notice that right next to the coffin is a very large Paschal candle. And that flame on that candle represents the fact that that person has kept the faith throughout their life. That faith which was given to them in their baptism is now still burning brightly. And that's the prayer that all of us will be able to keep our faith burning brightly. The faith given to us in our baptism, that we'll keep it throughout our entire life. And even at our funeral, that candle flame will be burning brightly. The other sacraments, when we come to Mass, you'll notice there's some very important candles at Mass that represent the light of Christ. A very important one is the sanctuary candle, the sanctuary lamp, which reminds us that Christ is present in the tabernacle, body, blood, soul, and divinity. But when you come into the church area, you see that candle lit, you know that Christ is there. And that's a reminder for us. But also at the Mass, whenever there's a Mass said, there's at least 2 candles on the altar. If it's a high Mass, you can have 6 candles on the altar. But normally there's always 2 on or next to the altar. And what's interesting is that those originated in the catacombs. Remember, the church for the first couple hundred years was being persecuted. They had the same Mass in the catacombs. It was very damp, very cold, very dark. And so the flames, the torches, were lit and placed next to the tombs of the saints upon which Mass was said. And so today, those 2 candles remind us that the church at one time was in the catacombs. And those candle flames remind us that we're really blessed to be able to have Mass publicly in the open, whereas before, those who gave their lives for us had to say Mass underground, in the caves, in the tunnels, and that's the only way they could see during their Mass. And when you go into many churches today, you also see what's called votive candles. You ever see those in churches in front of shrines? It might be 100 tiny little candles, and you light one of those candles and you say a prayer. Now, what's interesting about that is that also is very rich in history, and that goes way back also to the catacombs. People would bring their lamps or their torches, and they would leave them at the tombs of the saints, asking that saint to pray for them and to remember that special intention. They're called votive lamps. The word votive comes from the Latin meaning a vow. So the people would make a vow or a promise. They would leave their torch at the tombs of the saints and they would promise God something, whatever that might be. Well, today we don't leave our torches in the church. Instead, we light little candles. And when we light that candle, it's a reminder that that's a prayer that we have said. And as those candles are burning, everybody that comes into the church sees all those intentions, all those prayers, and we too should pray for all those special intentions. Whenever you go into a church, look for the votive candles. I'm sure in our new church, we'll have those as well. So those are just some of the ways in which the church uses these very valuable sacramentals called candles to remind us of Christ, the light of the world, because heaven is a place of light and peace and happiness. You know, when somebody dies, we say, "Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord." And what's next? "And let perpetual light shine upon them." Because heaven is a place of light, peace, and happiness. Hell is a place of darkness and despair and separation from God. So we want to be children of the light, and we want to follow the light of Christ. So imagine what our world would be like if Christ had not come into this world. The world would be in darkness. You and I would be living in darkness if it were not for Christ, the light of the world. So in this beautiful feast day of the presentation, as we bless the candles that will be used tomorrow for the blessing of the throats, remind yourself, and let's remind ourselves of how important the light of Christ is in our life. And never let the light of faith that was given to us in our baptism be extinguished. Safeguard your faith. Safeguard the faith of your children. Don't let the world blow out your faith. Don't let it extinguish the great gift of faith that was given to each one of us in our baptism. God bless you.